This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS morning brief. That's split.io/AWS morning brief. InfluxDB is the smart data platform for time series. It's built from the ground up to handle the massive volumes and countless sources of timestamp data produced by sensors, applications, and systems. You probably think of these as logs. InfluxDB's programmable and performant, has a common API across the platform, and handles high granularity data at scale and with high availability. Use InfluxDB to build real-time applications for analytics, IoT, and cloud-native services, all in less time and with less code. So go ahead, turn your apps up to 11 and start your journey to awesome for free at influxdata.com/screaminginthecloud. That's influxdata.com/screaminginthecloud. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast, pre-invent edition. The big releases of the last few weeks, from my perspective, basically distilled down to the following. They announced tiered storage for MSK, their managed streaming service for Kafka, proving that on a long enough timeline, all storage roads in cloud do in fact lead, if not to S3, at least to an object store. There's now a Lambda telemetry API, which is not the glorious OTel future we were promised, because the way this thing is being positioned now, you get to pick which observability vendor you want to send things to and use their bespoke extension instead of doing one of those whole gather it once and send it everywhere approaches. One step forward, but half a step sideways? I don't know. I feel like there's a better answer here. Resource Explorer launched, which means for the first time in living memory, there's now a single place to look at all of your AWS resources across all regions that isn't either Tag Editor or the Bill, neither one of which really having been designed for that purpose. Unfortunately, it doesn't yet work cross-organization or in different AWS accounts, but, you know, baby steps. GP3 volumes come to RDS, which, unlike all the other places where GP3 is available, there is no per gigabyte cost reduction for using it versus GP2, which means it's not a clear win the way that it is in EC2 or other places, and it just adds more pricing dimensions. No, sir, I don't like it. The Amazon TimeSync service is now available over the internet as a public NTP service, which means that if you go to time.aws.com, you can wind up figuring out what time it is. Unlike, for example, time.google.com and a few others that are Stratum 1, this is Stratum 4, leaving me to wonder, is anyone really sure what time it is? AWS launched a new region in Zurich. AWS launched a new region in Spain. AWS launched a new region in Hyderabad. AWS launched a new region in my kitchen, and I'm tripping over it every time I try and go for a midnight snack. Glacier restores are now 10 times faster, but you wouldn't know it. Why? Because you've never restored anything from Glacier. I'm serious. Think about it. You're probably using it for backups and whatnot, but when's the last time you actually restored something from it? See, it's a write-only service, but it's nice to have the capability if you need it.
This episode is brought to us in part by our friends at Pinecone. They believe that all anyone really wants is to be understood, and that includes your users. AI models combined with the Pinecone vector database let your applications understand and act on what your users want without making them spell it out. Make your search application find results by meaning instead of just keywords. Your personalization system make picks based on relevance instead of just tags. And your security applications match threats by resemblance instead of just regular expressions. Pinecone provides the cloud infrastructure that makes this easy, fast, and scalable. Thanks to my friends at Pinecone for sponsoring this episode. Visit pinecone.io to understand more.
Clearly, the most important release of all reInvent, this and any other year, past, present, or future, is the ability to use multiple MFA devices on not just IAM users, but also the root user account. So you don't have to share a crappy QR code in your password vault between different people. You can now give YubiKeys to each of the trusted people who have access to that account, which should be a small number, but also larger than one in case they get hit by a bus. This is better for everyone, and I'm glad it's finally here. A new open source project called Finch launched, which handles building, running, deploying, etc. Docker containers at the moment from Mac OS with an eye toward expanding down the road. And I'm not super clear on what this thing does yet because I haven't had the time to kick the tires on it, but people I like and trust are very excited about it. So in the interest of supporting your friends when they're into things, I'm going to say that it's good until disproven otherwise. And of course, they launched probably the best white paper I've seen in years with the boring title of AWS Fault Isolation Boundaries. But what this does is it talks about single-homed services in a way that we haven't really seen them talk about before. So when we talk about a service and having its control plane in one region, so when that region is affected, what can we expect to break globally? It's important to know how the cloud is going to fail, because without that, we're all just guessing and we're finding out the hard way. I love this. More like it, please. And that's what happened over the last few weeks in AWS. reInvent is upon us. Much, much, much more to come very soon.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.